بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن خيرات حصان
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إذن الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته Inshallah, by the grace of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave us the opportunity today to continue reading in His holy book, the Holy Quran. We were reading section 3 of the 55th chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah Rahman, that's chapter of the Masmaspul. Today we are going to read the last 8 verses of the chapter. Precisely, we are starting from verse 70. Before verse 70, yesterday we read about Hurul Eid in the paradise, Asiratul Tarfi, Fihinnat Asiratul Tarfi. There are women that, whenever you look at them, the next time you come to look at them, you will discover as you are seeing them fresh, like you have never seen them before. So that is mean your look onto them is always short. The next time you come, you will discover you have not taken a very good look at them. And yesterday we read that كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ, they were glittering like pearl, and they are in a full elegance like coral. Yesterday we read about those nymphs. We said they are fundamentally are two women in paradise. There are women that once live in this world, they die, they were resurrected, and then their action was judged to be good, and Allah sent them to paradise. They are going to marry another man who also happened to enter paradise. He will be their husband, if it is human being. Or if it is a genie woman that live in this world, die, resurrected, and was, her action was judged to be good, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her entrance of paradise. She's going to meet another genie who was also granted to enter paradise to be her husband. This is the first generation of women. You will meet women that live on this earth. They are your women in paradise. The second category of women are the Qasiratut Tarfi, the Hurul Eid. These are nymphs, women created originally in paradise. Scholars say they are the creatures that will never taste of death. They don't die. Since when they are created in paradise, death will not touch them. Death touch all those other creatures, but excluding the nymphs. So scholars told us that these women, as they were created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them a vision to see who will be their husband. They will be seeing him in this world, tracking his activities, tracking when is he coming back to them. It was even said, the day you are going to die, these nymphs will be informed that your husband is about to come to you. He is leaving the world now. They will be informed. So these are the Hurul Eid that these verses are mentioning of them. Even this verse 70 is going to talk about them. Verse 70, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Fihinna khayratun hisan. They are the paragon of beauty. They are the elegance of decoration. That is the two match together. You know, woman, the first best quality in her is beauty. Even if she have not dressed very well, if she is beautiful, she is attractive. The second quality of a woman, particularly the one that is not beauty, is dressing elegantly. A a woman that was not beauty by dressing, by applying all those things that women used to wear. What are they called? Foundation. They will appear beautiful. So this one, they are beautiful and they wear all those elegant dresses. It's a combination. They are naturally beautiful. And they were adorned. That adornment can make an ugly to be beautiful. What if it meets a beautiful? What would the adornment turn her into? That's why in the Holy Quran say, Khairatun Hisan. They are paragon of beauty and they are elegance of adornment. Much of these things, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this time we enter paradise, we are going to actually see what those words of the Holy Quran mean. Here we are just reading. But actually, how that thing is different. There was a Sufi who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to show him one of his hurul ayn, one of the wife that is waiting for him in paradise. He was in prayer when he has a kashfi, and then he just saw her smiling in front of him. That prayer, he couldn't complete the prayer well. He keep on making mistakes. That first prayer that he received kashfi. And then after the kashfi, he disliked women of this world. Any woman that come closer to him, you will see her ugly because the shape, the beauty of that one he saw was still in his mind. So he disliked women of this world. And each time he was thinking of that woman. Until at a point in time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove her image from his mind before there is peace. Because there is no peace if he's not going to marry a woman here. What if he's going to live for long? Will he stay without marriage? Because there is a wife there waiting for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to remove the image from him. That is why sometimes when Allah hides something from your eyes, it's for your good. They can see us. But if we are to see them, there will be trouble.
Wabi ayya ala irabbikuma tukazziban.
Which of the favors of your Lord, man and genie, will you deny?
Hurum maqsuratin fil khiyam.
Hurum maqsuratin fil khiyam. There was somebody in the Arabian Peninsula who his sheikh told him that these are the verses of the Holy Quran, go and read them in one night. And then when you finish reading them, the reward you are going to have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you a nymph of paradise. He will marry a nymph to you. So that person took that advice from his sheikh. He went overnight, kept on reading those verses. As he finished reading, it's closer to morning hours, he fell asleep. While he was asleep, he saw a nymph of paradise. As a terrifi, hurul ayn. She appeared to him in his dream and said, I was the one that was married to you, courtesy of your recitation of those verses, and your wife. He asked her and said, okay, if you are my wife, come to my house. She said, no, I can't live in your house. It's not decorated. I can't live in such kind of small thing you call a house. It's you that will come to my house. He said, okay, I'm ready. She said, are you really ready to come to my house? He said, yes. She said, okay. In 3 days, you will come to my house. When he woke up, he narrated to people, this is what they have in conversation. 3 days after that evening, he died. And then he has gone to her house. Because her house is where? The next one. So the hurul ayn are married to us, but until we leave this world, before we actually become their husband. Death is the path you are going to follow to meet those your wives. Hurum maqsuratin fil khiyam. These nymphs, they were dressed in a cloth that covered them, even though the way they are covered is telling you that they are modest. But between man and husband, there is nowhere in her body he cannot see. And there is nowhere in the body of the husband a wife cannot see. all part of her is halal for the husband to see. All part of the husband is halal for the woman to see. So they are maidens that are restrained. The maksuratin, they are restrained. You remember they are virgins in three places. They are virgin sexually. They are virgin in their mind. Never love somebody except their husband. They are virgin in their tongue. They will not utter love to anyone except their husband. So they are restrained. They are all restrained in a good manner and in a pavilion. So what is this? What this verse is telling us, we have pavilions. We understand pavilion as a state. The whole state, the Hurul Ein will be in that state with all the belongings. When you are in that state, she is your wife. When you travel, leave that state, in the same paradise, you meet another Hurul Ein. And then when you leave the whole paradise, go to another paradise, you meet one of your wives from this world. So, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know the number of wives married to you. You cannot know. You can't know. I'm telling you, you can't know. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to be in paradise.
وبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
وبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان Which of the favors of your Lord, man and genie, will you deny?
لم يدمسهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان
لم يدمسهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان Their three virginity is kept intact. They have not said their love to any man or genie apart from their husband. They only pronounce their love, say the sweet thing only to their husband. They have never said it to anyone. That is why they master your name very well. A person going into paradise will be surprised that these names, they know very much about you. They will call you by your name. They will even tell you, aha, now you have lived that stubborn woman that is giving you a headache in the world. We already told her that you are not her own. Finally, you came back to us. You will see life in different manner. You will never see that sadness you used to see. You will be surprised. She knows you very well. She is virgin in her tongue. She never uttered to any other male species from men or from genie. She is also virgin in her heart. She never felt the love of somebody, a man or a genie, except that her husband. And then she is also virgin sexually. She never slept with any genie or any man. لَمْ يَتْمِ سُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانُ She, her wording of love is only said to you and you alone. Her mind is for you and you alone. Her body is for you and you alone. Not like the women in this world. The women in this world, she cannot be virgin in all those three aspects. Highest, she may be virgin in her body, but her mind, she has many boyfriends. Many a time she will come and meet another boyfriend. You have to wait in the queue. After she finished talking with him, she will talk with you. Or you may see messages from other boyfriends of her. That is the trickish nature of the women of this world. Even when she is going to marry tomorrow, she may be nurturing another love in her mind. Her mind cannot be yours alone. Yes. 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 And her tongue cannot be for you alone because she may have said love to somebody. And if you are not even lucky, her body may not be yours alone. Maybe you marry a woman that married another man. And you say she is for you alone? No, she's still with somebody. And when you die, she will stay with another body, consuming your wealth. That is it. But these ones, they are for you alone. And you will not die that she will go and marry another one. Not yet. So she is yours forever. In fact, she will not see anyone apart from you. She can't see anyone. Even if she see another one, she cannot love that person because she was created specially for you. Hurul Ein are created specially for their husbands. So there are many good things in Hurul Ein. That's why the Holy Quran is telling us. Because there are many things good about them. no jealousy. Even the wife, the women of this world that will go to paradise must have drink the kawsar. Al-kawsar is water. It's just water in color, in taste, in odor. The way every water is, that is how al-kawsar is. This is just like water. The way water is, that is how al-kawsar is. The only difference is the spiritual effect after you drink. That is what distinguishes al-kawsar from other waters. Once you drink it, all the vices of man will be removed from you. A woman, when she drinks it, there will be no jealousy in her mind. She will be in the paradise knowing that you have plenty of women apart from her. She will never be jealous. What she is after is you. What she is after, to make you happy. Her happiness is in your happiness. She doesn't even know the other women are yours. So there is no jealousy in their mind. There is no that trickish nature of woman in their mind because they have taken al-kawsar. There is no hypocrisy in their mind. There is no deceit, cheating, all those things are removed. That is why anyone that will enter paradise must drink al-kawsar. Without al-kawsar, the person will carry trouble into paradise. And paradise is a place of peace. There shouldn't be a problem. That is why it is made mandatory we should drink al-kawsar. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, "Inna atayna al-kawsar." When the Meccans are saying, Muhammad's children are dying. His male children all die as they were born. So, let's just wait for him. Sooner or later when he dies, nobody will succeed him. Nobody will continue his mission. They were wrong. The mission of Islam is not to be carried out by children of the Prophet, rather by his own Sahaba. That's what Sayyidina Abubakar carry on. Umar carry on. Ali carry on and continues. Then the Holy Quran say, you that we gave you al-kawsar, why are they even asking of your children? You don't need children. You have al-kawsar. The key to that well, the well is locked until Rasulullah opened the well before anyone can drink. So once you drink al-kawsar, you are having a willpower. But the willpower is protected. It will not take you into something evil. That's why in paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't need to do any worship. You only need to do worship here where your willpower can be attacked by Satan, can be attacked by evil forces, can be attacked by your nafs. But the al-kawsar, once you take it, it protects the willpower. You have the right to choose, but you can never choose what is wrong. And it continues to be in you. Another thing, the weakness of man will leave your body as soon as you eat, drink al-kawsar. Example, hunger. I think this one, no matter how much you eat, after 4 hours, what will happen? You will start feeling hungry. No matter the food, you must feel hungry again. The only thing that will save you from hunger is al-kawsar. Once you take al-kawsar, you will never feel hungry again. You will never feel thirsty again. You will never feel sleepy, sleep disturbing you again. All those weakness of man will cease from you. In fact, it was even said, it is the al-kawsar that will make you never to grow old. Never to die, because al-kawsar is in your body. How can death come and take over you? So it's a water like any water, but the effect is not like any other water. Lam yatmi sunna insun qablahum wala jannu. These are women, the women of Nims. They were already created not with those vices. They didn't take the al-kawsar because they are in paradise. Al-kawsar is outside paradise. So they did not take al-kawsar, but they were created without the vices. That is how they are.
فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
وَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Which of the favors of your Lord, genie and man, will you deny?
لم يدمسهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان متكئين على رفرف خضر وعبقري حسان
متكئين على رفرف خضر وعبقري حسان These women, They know how best to lie down on bed majestically and gaining the attraction of their husband. They lie down on a bed embroidered with another form of silk. You remember the other one is embroidered with a silk of Istabarak. This one is another silk, which is rap-rapping, khudrin, wa-abkariyin. They are all forms of silk. Until we go there before, we will now know how they look like exactly. But it's a different variety of silk. So when they lie down there, they roll majestically. The rolling is like a dancing. You, the husband, you would like to see them rolling on those mattress. They are calling you to come also and lie down on the mattress. Pick up enjoyment. Which of the favors of your Lord, man and genie, will you deny?
تبارك اسم ربك ذي الجلال والإكرام.
تبارك اسم ربك ذي الجلال والإكرام. The 77 verses of this chapter explain different mercy of God to His creatures. Mercies in this world and mercy in the next world. Mercies on man and mercy on genie. All those mercies are mentioned. So the conclusion, Tabarak ismi Rabbika, hallowed be the name of your Lord, Zul Jalali, the splendid, wal ikram, and the owner of bounty. When you say Zul Jalal, he is so splendid. Whatsoever he did, nobody can do it. Whatsoever he did can surprise anyone. Whatsoever he did can be appreciated by anyone. Wal ikram. And then when he wants to give you pleasure, when he wants to make you happy, he will make you happy to the peak. He will make you be grateful to the peak. And we have seen the verses showing all what God has done in order to do what? To make us achieve happiness. In order to make us achieve eternity. He wants us to live in paradise. But he doesn't want to give us without testing us. That is why he tested us. Even those who die at a point that they cannot be tested, like those whom apostle was not sent to them. They lived their life, but no apostle came to them. Allah SWT would not cast them into hellfire. So those people will be brought on the day of judgment. And Allah will test them on the day of judgment. As they come, he will ask, let them be put in a room. In the room, there is a curtain separating the room from the next room. So as they were sitting, when the curtain shifts, they will be seeing flame, fire, burning in the next room. So all of them will conclude that the next room is hellfire. So God will talk to them and say, you, my apostle did not come to you. So I cannot judge you. So what do you want me to do with you? You say, Ya Allah, anything you do to us is okay. We never heard of your message. Maybe we live in a jungle. Or we live isolated. We never hear the message. And therefore, had even we hear, we could have followed it. But we do not hear the message. The Allah SWT says, it's okay. Since you say, I should send you anywhere, I want you to open that curtain and enter that place you are seeing. Remember already, the curtain has been opened and they are seeing plain. And they concluded that is the hellfire. So those that will disobey Allah, had it been they get a messenger, they will refuse to enter. They say, ah, we are not going there. It's flame. Don't go. Stay here. And those that are meant to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will open the curtain and go. And on going there, it is paradise. So God wants to test you before he give you paradise. Why? Because angels already are asking, why should God make man? Khalifa, his Khalifa. They are querying. What has man did that will become a Khalifa? That's why Allah SWT wants to show to the angels. What man is capable of doing by testing man. So if we pass the test, we go there. Allah SWT make us to pass the test. This is the end of this glorious chapter. That's the verse 78 of chapter 55, Surah Ar-Rahman. So inshallah, next one we come, we take a new chapter. I don't know whether there is a question. Question?
Fatiha ma salat al-fatiha. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إن الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والكاتم لما سبق ناصر الله كبير أقوال هذه إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار الله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.